It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season marks the 50th year of R.H. Bob Peters' involvement in BSU Beaver hockey. His former players look back at his career. Next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The 2016-17 season marks the 50th year that R.H. Bob Peters has been involved with Beaver hockey. Bob Fitzgerald played at BSU from 1980 to 1984. He was also a member of the undefeated championship team. He remembers this about R.H.
Pre-game of your last regular season game of your senior year, you'd go around to each of the seniors and talk to you about his first impressions of you as a player, and then talked about what you've become. And that's what he came around to Otz. He said, Otz, he goes, you know, I'd heard about this fantastic skilled player out of Elk River, Minnesota that came up here, you know, and I liked what I saw and things, but got to tell you, he goes, Otz, you were like a colt right out of foal, you know. And then by the end of your freshman year, you made the tournament team, I should say, and actually had quite a degree of success at the national tournament. And then, I mean, moved into, you know, one of the top couple spots as a sophomore, and then the rest, as we all know, is well documented, you know, 14 years in the NHL and all that. Yeah. But, you know, that there's a story for you. Kel, talk about that. You got me going with Otz, and you've maybe heard this one, Schultze, but this was several years after I was done playing, many years, because it was in the Sanford Center, when the Sanford Center was being built, and we were doing a tour during the construction, and I happened to be on site because I'm fortunate enough our company was building the project, was the construction manager on it. And R.H. had this group of people, and he calls me over, and he introduced me to the people. And they said, you know, he said, this is Bob Fitzgerald. He played on our 1984 team that went undefeated. You know, he played with Joel Otto. He goes, matter of fact, he goes, Fitz, he carried Otz for 4 years. You know, and I go, okay, where's this going, you know? And then he goes, yeah, he carried his sticks, he carried his bag, he carried his book. He goes, I said, yeah, absolutely. We carried all lots of stuff to make sure we didn't want that guy getting hurt.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.